put it on a ball and get some of that grass sack we're talking about, and kind of twist it and to get it there, put your oil in there, and then twist that rag down in there and turn it up until that oil seeps back through and strike your match and you got your light right on.
Right. Have you ever heard people call those flambeaux?
No, I don't remember.
Flambeaux.
No.
Never heard that.
No.
What about talking about cars and things? The inside of a car tire, you know, the part that inflates, that's called the
inner tube.
That's the inner tube. Okay. What about if you had just built yourself a rowboat and you wanted to try it out? You might take it down the water and put it in. You say you're going down there to do what?
Go boat riding.
Boat riding. Or what is it you call it when you're putting the boat in the water? You say you have to...
Right
when you're putting the boat in the water?
Yeah, you got a different form. Some people got, you see, a boat trailer. You come in, you back it down, and you let it roll off that trailer right in the water. Mm-hmm. You go out there, row your boat. Side out.
Would you call that launch the boat or something like that?
Well, I don't know whether it would be a proper name, but I wanted to say that I've heard of.
Right. Okay. What about do you have a boat?
Mm-hmm.
What kind is it?
I'm a metal boat.
Metal boat? Mm-hmm. Is it the one that you have to use the...
It's a paddle boat. Because he said, at least that's what I use for paddle. But it had a motor on it.
What shape is the bottom? Is it curved or flat or what?
It's flat.
Flat? And what about the ends of it? Are the ends flat or come out to a point or what?
Yeah, it's a square at each end. Of course, I don't mean just square, but it's narrow in the front end and wide at the back end.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess a flat with the ridges in the bottom, you know, for just like if you come and see why. That water won't be all over the boat if you go down those drains. It's not a secret enough to get over the roof in there.
Yeah. Well, what about if a woman wanted to buy a new dress and she wanted to make sure that she got the right color? Sometimes she'd take a little square of cloth along with her to match it.
Mm-hmm.
What would that thing be called?
Well, that would be a sample of the pattern that she already have. Mm-hmm. And she want a piece to match that type of material.
And sometimes you can go and place a label and tell them what color you want, they have a chart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you can pick the color from that chart, but if you have a piece and you already want a piece to go by, you have to keep with it as a sample.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about if you saw a dress that you really liked, you thought it was real nice, you might say, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty dress.
Pretty dress.
Yes.
And if you liked one even better, you might say, well, I think this one's even
pretty.
Yeah. What do you call the thing that you wear around your waist when you're in the kitchen? You know, you don't want to dirty your dress or
apron.
Clothes.
Mm-hmm.
What about this thing that I'm writing with right here? This is a ballpoint.
Pen.
And the thing that you might use to keep a baby's diapers together, that's a
safety pin.
Okay. And what about you say a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Dime is worth 10 cents. And these cups that you might have out by the well, you know, to drink out of, what would those things be made out of? What kind of metal usually?
Well, some is made out of aluminum.
Plastic, they use a lot of plastic cups down for that type drink.
Some people have, you know, metal roofs on their house, and that's usually made out of what kind of metal?
Well, aluminum.
Mostly aluminum.
And they're galvanized.
Do you ever see any genuine tin roofs or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, a vest, and a coat.
You ever heard of men call their pants anything else besides just
trousers?
What about these, they're not trousers, but they're your whole body,
Union holes. Some of them call them
unionholes.
Is that right?